From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri senators are in a filibuster battle tied to two anti-abortion measures. Democrats are blocking a bill designated to circumvent a St. Louis City ordinance that adds women's reproductive choices to its anti-discrimination law. Another would require annual inspection of abortion clinics and tighten regulations on disposal of fetal tissue. In turn, Republicans are blocking a bill to provide vouchers so that seniors can buy foods at farmers markets. GOP Senator Bob Onder of St. Charles County is leading that filibuster.
We were sent here by Missourians who wanted to protect innocent human life. The minority party is not going to obstruct those priorities of our caucus and of the people of the state of Missouri.
Democratic leaders say they're defending a woman's right to make their own health care choices. Both anti-abortion bills are high priority for the Senate Republicans, but it's not clear whether they're willing to force a vote to end Democrats' filibusters. Foreign dignitaries from around the world are converging on Kansas City, Missouri, and its towering World War I monument to observe the 100th anniversary of the day the U.S. entered the Great War. The event is on the grounds of the Liberty Memorial, the nation's official World War I monument. Matt Naylor is the president and CEO. He said today's event is about commemorating, not celebrating, the day the U.S. was drawn into war. There's a surprising breakthrough in the legislative battle to create a statewide prescription drug monitoring program in Missouri. Marshall Griffin tells us that the man who was the main obstruction is throwing in the towel.
GOP Senator Rob Schaff has long opposed the type of monitoring program that allows doctors to view a patient's prescription history online, calling it an invasion of privacy. But he announced Tuesday night that he'll no longer block the bill due to strong support from Governor Eric Greitens and the medical community.
The Missouri State Medical Association sent a very clear message to me that they want the PDMP, and so I'm going to give it to them.
Schaff's only condition is that the bill is amended to require doctors to use the monitoring program. House member and fellow Republican Holly Rader of Sykeston is sponsoring the bill. She says she's ready to work with Schaff to get a bill passed before the legislative session ends next month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A member of the ownership group that sought an MLS franchise for St. Louis says the defeat of public financing is likely to end its efforts. St. Louis was a favorite to land a Major League Soccer expansion team starting in 2020, but only with voter approval. St. Louis voters on Tuesday turned down a measure that would have provided $60 million from a business use tax to help build a downtown soccer stadium. Jim Cavanaugh is the vice chairman of the ownership group SCSTL. He said in a statement yesterday that the group wants to take a step back for a day or two before officially declaring the project dead. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.